I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Former Georgia Governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller has died. Miller was a conservative Democrat. He was a keynote speaker at a Democratic National Convention in 1992 and the Republican National Convention in 2004. Here he is speaking in 2009.
The government spending machine has but two speeds, fast and faster. It doesn't matter whether times are good or times are bad, and frankly and sadly, it doesn't matter much if the Democrats or Republicans are in charge. It's insatiable and unstoppable.
A spokesman said he died peacefully, surrounded by his family. GPB's Political Rewind will take a look back at his life and work. Zell Miller at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The city of Atlanta is still grappling with its ransomware attack. City officials learned there was an outage affecting various internal and customer-facing applications early Thursday morning. The outage, which included the encryption of some city data, did not affect the Public Safety Department, Water Department, or Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. But some applications that people use to pay bills or access court information were affected. When asked if the city would pay a ransom to resolve the problem, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said the city would seek guidance from federal authorities on the best course of action. That ransomware attack has prompted Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport to take some defensive measures. Although the airport was not directly affected by the cyber attack, an airport spokesperson told the AJC that public Wi-Fi at the world's busiest airport is now shut down. The airport's website is advising passengers to check with their airlines for flight information and security wait times. No timeline has been established for when Wi-Fi will be restored. 18 March for Our Lives events are taking place in Georgia tomorrow. Thousands of people are expected in Atlanta for the 1.6-mile march that begins at the Center for Human and Civil Rights downtown. MARTA will run extra trains and buses in anticipation of the crowd. And in sports, the Loyola Ramblers tip off against the Kansas State Wildcats tomorrow for a trip to the Final Four in San Antonio next weekend. Both teams won their Sweet 16 matchups last night at Phillips Arena. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.